This is the Anglo Gold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's chat now to Tony O'Neill. Tony is the Executive Vice President, Technical and Business Development at your company, Anglo Gold Ashanti. Tony, you've had oversight of Anglo Gold Ashanti's technical ability as well as exploration and overall business development. Can you tell us about your background a little bit?
30 years in the industry, and over that time I've had line responsibility for around 50 mines in gold, nickel, copper and iron ore. And those have ranged from large-scale open pits to very small-scale underground mines. So very broad range of operating techniques, operating cultures, and statutory environments.
So probably one of the most experienced people in your field in South Africa, if not the world. With that background, Tony, can you explain how you've improved the overall technical capability of the company?
Lindsay, we've done something very different. We've taken on the concept of creating a virtual team. In these days, it's very difficult to get good quality professionals, and a lot of them have lifestyle aspirations. So we've taken the approach that we'll recruit the best expertise and recognised leaders in their fields, but allow them to live where they want to live. And then with that approach, we've been able to create one with real expertise in a wide range of methods, and one that is really driven around capability. The other points to this, we've taken a very team approach. We've driven the concept that it's got our results have to be practical but not compromised and must support the business. Just to finish, the energy of this group is outstanding, and it's fantastic to see a group of top-notch professionals working together.
This is the sort of enthusiasm I'm getting from all your colleagues in the interviews I'm doing at the moment. Before I get into the exploration side of things, which I find quite exciting, just tell us about how that energy has improved the portfolio of Anglo Gold Ashanti.
On the project side, a lot of projects that perhaps in the past would have gone through, been taken through a very rigorous technical review process, and we've found that the optimization opportunities that we've been able to generate have substantially added to the returns on these projects. And on the flip side, some projects that historically could have got through are now put on the back burner.
Right, exploration now, if we can, Tony. The company has built the world's most successful gold exploration team in the past few years, as far as I'm concerned anyway. You've got four major greenfields discoveries. How much value, actual value, can you quantify that has been delivered to the business itself?
We've found 22 million ounces since 2002, at a cost of less than $25 an ounce US. We think that the value of those discoveries are around $5 billion. And so if you compare us to our peers, rather than paying for high prices for discovery, we're able to generate quality ounces at a very low cost per ounce.
So we know how much you've delivered, $5 billion US dollars. How extensive is that exploration footprint, though?
Very large. You could just about put a dot on the world, and we're not far away from that. But essentially, we're on our lease areas, we have 122,000 square kilometres, bigger than Belgium and Austria combined.
That's a massive, massive footprint, as you say. The market, though, is very cynical, Tony. They love to hear about a gold mine that's bought another gold mine, and they don't tend to reward you for your exploration. Are you finding that?
Very much so. And we think that in our current share price that our exploration and discoveries have only been valued around 10% of the value by the market. What my sense is that the market also doesn't get a sense of the vibrancy and quality of our current portfolio, which I'm hopeful in the next 12 to 18 months will bring forward another couple of discoveries.
You've already mentioned the team and the energy in your team, but let's look at the exploration side specifically. How important is it to have that right team in place and also that team implementing the right strategy?
We've put together and have retained a very good team of top-level exploration technical specialists. They're the heart of our program, and the quality of their fundamental geology on a global basis, looking for areas to pursue, is at the heart of our program. Following that, the ability to execute on ground is clearly key to all this, but I think having that real ground level analysis and understanding of theory and being able to generate exciting targets is at the heart of what we do.
Let's get specific on the actual greenfield discoveries now. I think the first three were Colosso, Gramalote, Tropicana. What's the next new frontier after these ones?
We have three that I think we're very excited about at the moment. The first one is the Nubian Shield in North Africa and the Middle East. Quite of the view that that could be the next major mineral area globally. We have the Solomon Islands east of Australia in the belt that you have Bougainville and Lihir. We're very excited by progress there. And then Africa, Gabon, and even Guinea. I could give you a whole list, but I think those top three are where we see our progress in the next 18 months.
Let's talk about the next year now, 2011 specifically. What are your main key areas of focus, and are you quite excited about that year?
Look, I've been excited by every year that, since I've been with AngloGold. But 2011, in exploration in Colombia, bring forward Quebradona and Salvajina prospect, Gramalote, get towards a bankable feasibility, and in the Tropicana area, develop the region, because I think we've actually got a very base grassroots discovery there that 10 years ago you wouldn't have believed. In the more technical side, I think reliability is a key area of opportunity for both extra output and cost savings that we have now established a team around. We have a large portfolio of potential projects that we're working on. And at a more fundamental level, we're doing R&D work, looking for step change opportunities to the business.
Tony, thanks very much for your time. That's Tony O'Neill, Executive Vice President, Technical and Business Development at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.